Welcome into another edition of the ACU Sports Podcast. I'm Evan Nimick. This week we are talking with ACU softball head coach Joe Coons, who, after her first season with the Wildcats, pretty much immediately transitioned to an assistant coaching job with Athletes Unlimited Softball League, a new professional softball league that brought in some of the best college players from around the country. And Coach Coons was a part of one of those four teams where she helped serve as the Talons defensive coach and also was the first base coach during games. And the Talons wound up winning the whole thing, won the championship series last summer. So Coach Coons was a part of that great experience. We'll hear from her what that was like. But also at the same time, she was bringing in a ton of new players to Abilene Christian as she tries to build off some unexpected, from the outsider perspective, unexpected success in her first season at ACU, going into year two, trying to build her program into her vision. Here's our conversation with ACU softball coach Joe Coons on the ACU Sports Podcast. Joe, would you like to tell us how you spent your summer vacation?
I would like to tell you how I spent my summer vacation.
Tell the class.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to be a part of the first season of AUSL, so Athletes Unlimited Softball League. So first professional softball league to be backed by Major League Baseball, and just had an awesome experience getting to travel around the country, really trying to kind of establish the league itself and find some home bases that will be used in the future, and really got to develop some great relationships with athletes and other coaches just that are across our great sport. So it was a great time.
Yes, some big names in softball and sports in general that were a part of this organization that gave it a lot of credibility. What was your experience like?
Yeah, I mean, just incredible. Everything you could ever have asked for. They thought of everything so detailed, and you could tell that there was, many years, since I was a little kid and before, that pro softball was not really an option, and it was so many people have learned and grown as they've gone on, and it felt like everything in the AUSL was just a combination of all those different things coming together for the first time. And just to get to see those athletes get to live out the dream for past players, future players, and then themselves. It's just something that's indescribable, and just the amount of people that are a part of softball, our world is so small, and so just to get to see and share in that with them throughout the season was just an incredible opportunity, and just so thankful that I had the chance to be around it.
I mean, the games that were at Dell Diamond and Round Rock, setting a state record for highest attendance at a softball game, any softball game in the state of Texas ever.
Yeah.
I mean, they packed out Dell Diamond, and that was really cool to see.
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, everywhere we went, that was obviously the largest crowd we drew, but everywhere we went, it was sold out. People standing in line. I mean, we had rain delays. People would come back after, and it downpoured for an hour delay, and there were still people showing up and packing the house for just to see great athletes play great softball. And that was, again, just such a unique experience that I don't think you can duplicate. And that just goes to show how popular our sport is and how invested people are in our athletes and what they're doing in the future beyond college. So it's neat.
All right, I got a little game.
Okay.
We'll see how well this goes. This may be a one and done. We've got different places that you guys played this summer on the back of these cards. And we're going to call this Tell Me a Story. So you pick a card.
Okay.
And what's the city?
Okay, Norman, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Tell us a story from the games you played in Norman.
Oh, man. That was a fun series. Four-game set against the Bolts, and we swept them, but that was a lot. Four games is a hard thing to do to sweep. I'll tell you, three is one thing, and I think we should call it something else when you do it four times, because it's definitely harder than just three. Let's see, what's a good story? Megan Framo coming in the seventh to close out, I think it was game two against them. Bases were loaded, and she came in and struck the girl out. That was pretty iconic. Just to be a part of those. Megan is such a unique individual. She works so hard, such a student of the game, and she just gets fired up. They call her Big Meg for a reason, and she just has big energy all the time, and just that was really neat to be a part of, just the whole trip there. Playing at Love's Field, I mean, there's nowhere like it right now. It's, you know, it's one of a kind. So to get to be there and get to play there, I mean, I always enjoy being there. And I feel like we've been there, I've been there a handful of times now in my career that I'm now friends with the, you know, field staff and everybody. So it's like seeing friends when you show up. So that was awesome. But getting to see Patty, you know, Gasso throughout, you know, the first pitch and, you know, that's the place that she built and she's done so much for our game. So get to see her be a part of that and then honor her athletes on the other side, Sid, Sam Landry, and T.R. Jennings. Like, that was really neat.
Wasn't that the series that some of your ACU players came to see you?
Yeah, yep. Rook made a debut on the TV. I think he made an ESPN appearance as their little service dog. But yeah, they came. They got to come. A handful of people were able to be there and show up. And I'm incredibly grateful. I have an amazing support system. So
yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Obviously, Salt Lake City was probably one, as soon as you saw the schedule, you were like, that's going to be a great time to have some get back close to where you went to college.
Utah State. Yeah, no doubt. Saw a handful of my teammates while I was there that still live there, which was really neat, and had some friends come out that I had met throughout my time there. And I love Utah. I think there's the landscape, the things that you're able to see and do. I mean, it's unlike no other place in the world. I'm a little biased, but it's just different. And if you've never been out there, like, you are just like awestruck by the mountains and the sunsets. And our team was like, it's hot here. I'm like, yeah, the altitude is definitely a little different. But yeah, definitely just another great series and time to play. And it was really neat to be with Hannah Flippin, and Anissa Ortez was on the other team, and they both played there. And so getting to see them get honored and just be back on their home field. I think, you know, when you graduate college, you don't think you'll ever play back at where you were at. And so just what a neat opportunity for them, and to get to be honored and get to play on their home field once again. Super, super cool.
Hey, Wildcat family. Anthony Egbo here from ACU Athletics. The Wildcat Annual Fund is the new way to financially support our student athletes. There are two main components. The first is to provide enhanced scholarship and compensation opportunities so that we're able to recruit and retain championship-level student-athletes. The second component is to fund our spiritual formation initiative to help mold and shape the faith journey of our student-athletes. 100% of your donation to the Wildcat Annual Fund will go directly to these two purposes: to support ACU student-athletes growing in their faith, earning a degree, and competing for championships. Wildcat Annual Fund donors will also gain exclusive insight into our student-athletes' journeys and experiences. To make a gift and learn more, go to acusports.com/WAF. Thank you for helping us carry out the mission of ACU, and go Wildcats.
The players on these teams were, you know, some of the best in college softball. What are some of the characteristics that you saw from those players that, besides the given abilities and the talent,
sure,
that separate them?
Yeah, you know, I think their ability to learn and to fail and to move on, like, it's just, it's so, it's for lack of a better word, it's professional. It's just very much like, this is the routine that I go through. This is what I'm doing. If it's not working, I'm going to try something else. And just being such students of the game, that's why they are where they're at and they are so good. It's not just natural ability. It's being able to continue to grow their game every single year, every single week that they're in the league, every single day that they have the opportunity to go out there and play. But so much respect for them. I mean, it's not easy. I now have a better idea of what it's like to be in the Major League Baseball and just have to play those late night games, and you're getting home at, you know, 12 at night and 1 a.m. in the morning after signing autographs, and like, you're supposed to take care of your body and eat and get back up and do it all over again. So definitely just opened my eyes to, you know, how much they go through and how much they love the game, and like, they're willing to sacrifice so many other things to play. And it's just really neat to see that aspect of it from that side. And that's what makes them great, is that they're willing to do what it takes to be great every day.
So now that you've seen that, how do you try to relate that to your players at ACU?
Yeah, I mean, the same thing. Just remind them, like, it's not personal. Like, we all want to be great, and we take it so personally. I know if I could give myself, you know, 11, 12 years ago, Joe Coons, when I was in college, advice, it'd be like, hey, it's not that serious. And it is, but, like, you don't have to take it so personally. And My college coach tried to tell me that. Poor Coach Jay. Shout out to Coach Jay and Coach Cy. I tried. But the gift really is that you get to play and you get to show up every day. And there's just not an environment that you get back that is one of a team. And so I think that was one of the biggest things I've told our team from the get-go this year is that we're going to be selfless. And that's one of our core values because that's what the pros are. It's not really about them. Like, yes, they're all there because they're good at playing softball. But the reason the team is good is because it's not about them. It's about what can they do for the team. And I think that's probably the biggest message. Like, we will handle ourselves as professionals as far as the way we train. And we, you know, obviously I want them to treat their body the right way and eat the right things and sleep and do all of those things that are necessary. But at the end of the day, we're going to be great because everybody knows their role and buys into it. And when it's not my turn, it's somebody else's turn. And we can celebrate that. It's not a competition. The competition is the other team. So.
Obviously, this the AUSL, pretty much from the time ACU's season ended, you know, you jumped right into this league and you made it to the championships and won it all in July. So how did you balance recruiting a whole lot of new players to the Wildcats over the summer?
Sure. Man, I prayed a lot. You can ask some of my good friends. There were moments of like, I don't know what we're going to do. But, you know, I truly believe that everybody is here for such a time as this. And everybody who I recruited, I think it happened for a reason. And I told them that again from day one. And we'll just keep building on that and keep stacking days. But yeah, as far as the recruiting goes, I feel very fortunate. I have some deep ties in travel organizations and then as well as just like connections across different coaches and different leagues. So felt like that they helped me out a lot. And, you know, I would say the other coaches in our leagues, a lot, some of them are the same thing. They're, you know, assistants recruiting or head coaches recruiting. So we were all kind of in it together, which made it a little bit easier to be a part of. But man, what a gift it is and what a cool opportunity that I got to have the best of both worlds and get to share in that experience and also get to, you know, recruit to my home program. And this is home to me, and I'm super pumped about, you know, the athletes that we were able to bring in and just excited. Like I said, the biggest thing is that they're bought into what we're doing here, what we want to build, and they want to be history makers. And I think, you know, what are you willing to give to do that? And they all seem very bought into to doing what's uncommon, which is one of our other core values, and doing things that people aren't willing to do to be great.
In the AUSL, would you guys eat on the road a lot?
They were great. Lauren was our DOPS and she would cater in a lot of things. So we ate very healthy, like chicken, vegetables. They would have like some type of potato, usually starch, steak. We ate a lot of steak. Very like high protein based foods, not a lot of carbs, not a lot of sugar. I was slightly dying, if I'm going to be honest. I may or may not have visited a few vending machines.
You're a very healthy eater anyways, aren't you?
Pretty healthy, but I like my snacks.
Okay.
So, but it's okay. We still got some of those. There's not to worry.
But you only drink water, is that right?
I only drink water.
Yeah. No coffee.
No coffee.
No sweet tea.
No sweet tea. No, just a water gal. Wow. I eat my sugar, though.
Yeah.
So I get it in other places.
Well, tell us about some of those athletes that you've brought in to ACU.
Yeah. Oh, man. Where do you even start? Well, we have 9 freshmen, so super young blood coming in, which is exciting. Just love to be here on campus so far. I think they're doing a great job adapting, getting into it. I mean, we're only in, you know, barely in week 2, I would say barely, lightly. But just excited about what they're going to bring, the energy that they have, their willingness to learn. Just exciting. I think we have some speed in that freshman class, which I love that. We have kind of upped our running game just totally as an offense, which is just going to allow us to have some more versatility, which is really exciting. Sophomore class have 2 returners, Ari and Juju. So getting them to come back, having some leadership in that still young role, but being willing to like connect with kind of that middle ground. Our junior class is going to be big for us. Had a couple transfers, handful of JUCO kids come in. So just excited to see them throw. We got a handful of pitchers in that class now. So just making them, you know, be best friends, for lack of a better term, because I want our staff to be, you know, each other's biggest fans. And again, bringing that from the pro league. I mean, they studied film together. They worked out together. They wanted the best for each other. Whatever you do well, like, teach me how to do that. So that's what I desire for our staff. Getting them in the weight room, getting them working hard together. At pitching staff, you know, it's huge. Pitching defense is everything. So excited about them. We have some speed in that junior class as well. And then our seniors, you know, returning Emily, and then bringing in one more at semester. Just excited about their leadership and just their knowledge of the game, and knowing that, you know, this is it for them, and they want to be those history makers to leave their name in the record books here, which is exciting.
Well, just doing some research on those JUCO players. Mm-hmm. Those girls are coming from places where they won a lot.
Totally.
And that is exciting to see, that could be infused into this program.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, between the freshmen and the junior college transfers, I mean, we have multiple state champions. And then, like you said, runner-up of the, you know, just like the whole JUCO world, and then, you know, Weatherford is right in there. Lindsay, I mean, she's been pretty close to that Elite Eight multiple years, so it's exciting that they've been in those moments, they've been on that stage, they know what it takes. Same thing with our freshmen. I mean, winning a state title in Texas is not an easy feat, and a couple of them done it multiple times, so it's really exciting.
How different do you feel now versus 365 days ago, when you were when you were a freshman, basically?
That's right,
you were coming
that's
in
right.
and learning everything.
Yeah, much better. I can tell you that. I will say, AC is an incredible place. Really special people. I feel so blessed that I get to come to work every day and be around just people who want you to be great, and I also want them to be great. And just being able to run this race together, and more than just work, and actually run it in life, is such a blessing. And I'm just so thankful every single day to be here and be a part of it, and hopefully lead our student athletes in that same way.
The ACU Sports Podcast is a production of ACU Athletics. Stay up to date on everything going on with the Wildcats at acusports.com.